So we've
Richard
done it,
James.
We just did it then.
We're starting it
okay.
now.
All right, let's go.
It's going. It's happening.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's get started. Let's go.
Spectrum is green.
The Jerry Anderson Podcast with Jamie Anderson and Richard James.
Hello, Richard James.
Oh, who's that? Upon my soul, it's only Jamie Anderson.
I'm glad you said my full name there, because I think probably if people are hearing our voices for the first time, they're going to be thinking, who are these total twits?
Well, even though they've just heard our names, they probably are still thinking that. Let's
yes,
be honest, aren't
they are. There's no reason they should know who we are, is there?
So perhaps we should give a little word of explanation as to who we are and why on earth we're here.
Should we go age before beauty?
Oh, come on then. Richard James, actor extraordinaire, once appeared many moons ago in Jerry Anderson's Space Precinct, playing everyone's favourite lanky Creon, Officer Orin, amongst many other parts.
It's true.
Isn't
you forgot to say that you're an Olivier nominee, Richard.
I didn't mention the Olivier nomination, did I? Maybe I will later.
Yeah, let's save it for later on. Richard also has played Jeremy Vile in Terrahawk's audio production
yes,
in
indeed.
Recent years too.
Absolutely, which can be bought at or found at bigfinish.com, I understand.
Don't drive people away from this. They're
well, I'm just saying, if you want to hear more of my work...
then keep listening to this. So that's Richard James, and I'm Jamie Anderson, and the only reason I'm here is nepotism, because my late father was Jerry Anderson, the man behind Thunderbirds and Captain Scarlet.
Oh,
Space
all sorts of wonderful stuff, yeah.
Yeah, loads and loads of things. And that's probably the real reason why people are listening.
Yes, but also I think the real reason you're here, Jamie, is that you supplied the kit for me. Without you, this really wouldn't be happening, would it? I wouldn't have this microphone in front of me even now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So you do have your uses.
Yes, few and far between, but...
So the point of this Jerry Anderson podcast, as we're so inventively calling it, is just to blather away about all things Jerry Anderson.
Yeah. I mean,
the shows, the characters.
Already.
Yes, that's right. Well, we'll sign off, shall we?
Yeah, goodbye. there's lots of people all over the world who love Jerry Anderson stuff because he created 18 series and multiple films and... the shows have been repeated over and over again in countries everywhere. Thunderbirds, in particular, in like 130 territories worldwide.
Amazing.
Yeah, and over many decades. So whether you watch the original show in the 60s or when it was rerun in the 70s, 80s, 1991 on the BBC, 2001 again on the BBC. You know, there's generations of fans and... we're trying to keep Dad's legacy alive, aren't we?
Absolutely. Indeed so. I mean, it's interesting you mentioned the territories in which his shows have been shown. Because I remember when Space Precinct was getting up and running, I had a phone call literally every week from my agent saying, they've just added another 20 territories. They've just added another 20 countries. The list went up and up and up before we even started shooting.
Yeah, there's a huge appetite.
There really was, and still is, a huge appetite for Jerry's work. Absolutely.
Exactly.
And that's why we're here.
Yeah, and this podcast, this, as you say, carefully named Jerry Anderson podcast.
Genius.
Yeah, we are. It's here not only to celebrate his legacy and all the past stuff, but also looking to the future. Because there's always Jerry Anderson news, whether it is stuff like new releases of merchandise and DVDs, and there's a lot of that going on all the time. Mm-hmm. There's also things like the Thunderbirds Beyond the Horizon live theatrical event, which we're gradually finding out more about, which is exciting.
Yes, very exciting.
Then we, Anderson Entertainment, me, I guess, the company, we're working on new... legacy productions, some things that Dad left behind and didn't finish. So hopefully in time we'll be able to give news about that too. So there's lots to talk about.
That's very, very exciting. I mean, it's interesting you should mention there an immersive theatrical version of Thunderbirds, because I remember there was a certain Olivier-nominated actor who once appeared in a stage version of Thunderbirds. I can't remember who that might be.
Was it Wayne Forrester?
I think it was. It must have been Wayne Forrester.
Yeah. In fact, speak of the devil, Wayne Forrester will be one of many interviewees to feature on this podcast in the coming weeks.
That's as good a word as any.
Thank you very much. So, obviously, you know, you're a very busy man, Richard, and you already dedicate many hours of your very few hours of free time every month to Gerry Anderson stuff. So part of the podcast will be hopefully a weekly interview or a bit of interesting content like that with people connected with the worlds of Anderson. Other than Wayne, but I don't want to name any names yet, just in case they pull out.
Okay. Got a few lined up though, have we?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's people who were involved in the original shows, behind the scenes, voices, actors, and also people from the wider world who maybe are fans of Anderson, are inspired by Gerry Anderson's work, that got them into their career. All sorts of interesting stuff.
Great. So much to look forward to.
There is lots and lots to look forward to. So, what people can do, Richard, is...
If they've
already found this and they're listening, then they should...
I'm listening.
They should subscribe. So please do subscribe to this podcast, because it makes it more visible for other people. And also means that when we do have news or an episode, you're notified of it straight away, so you can enjoy it immediately.
Fantastic. But in the meantime, how often are these things to appear?
Well, the plan is weekly.
Come on. No, but seriously, how often do you think?
Every 7 days.
Every 7 days.
Yeah. I don't know how long we'll keep that up for.
Well, it's good to start with the best of intentions, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Aim high and then disappoint everybody in the process.
Well, that's the story of my career. so no change there. We should also say that this listeners may also be aware of Fab Live, which is our Facebook Live event, which happens every month or so, depending on our availability. This in no way is meant to supersede or replace our Fab Live broadcast, of course. It's perhaps, you might call it an addendum.
It is, yeah, and it's a very different experience because there's no interactivity here. Well, you can interact if you like, but it'll be rather one way.
We can't hear you.
No, stop shouting.
That's right.
But yeah, that's another way to interact with us. And where can people find us on Twitter and online, Richard?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Richard N. James. The N stands for nothing. Richard N. James.
Yeah. Richard Nothing James.
That's the one.
And if you want me, I'm Jamie Anderson. Literally, I am Jamie Anderson.
He is, you know. And where can we find out about Gerry Anderson news on Twitter, I wonder?
Well, at Gerry Anderson TV, or from the Gerry Anderson website, gerryanderson.co.uk. And that is the website that is bringing you this
amazing,
weird introductory prequel podcast episode thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, is that enough stuff? Do you think we've told people enough?
I think so, because the great thing from my point of view is that normally when we do Fab Live, we are in one or the other of our homes, aren't we? The great thing about doing this podcast is I don't have to sit next to him.
No, thank you, Richard. I don't have to worry about washing.
So. No, that's right. Yes. But I'm with you in spirit, Jamie. Of course I am.
Thank you very much. Likewise. And Richard's got Captain Scarlet behind him.
Yes.
And I've got Thunderbird 2 behind me. So we're very Andersoned up.
We are, absolutely.
Anyway, look, we're going to be back repeatedly. So people should subscribe, keep listening to us, and hopefully enjoy. And if you have a question or comment or thought you'd like to share with us, if you want a question answered on the podcast, then you should email podcast@gerryanderson.co.uk.
Oh, that's clever.
podcast@gerryanderson.co.uk. Jerry with a G, the title of the podcast. You'd be surprised how many people write with a J.
Really? Even though like Tom and Jerry?
Yes.
Yes. Well, yeah, I suppose.
Anyway, podcast@gerryanderson.co.uk. Send us an email, listen again, and now we'll go away.
Yes, for now.
Goodbye.
Ta-ta.
Well, we've absolutely nailed that.
Stage one complete.
Let's go.